From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama is in Laos, the first American president to visit that landlocked Southeast Asian nation for summits of Southeast Asian and East Asian countries. Mr. Obama arrived from the G20 summit in China, where he said he hoped his visit to Laos would be similar to the rapprochement with Vietnam.
A lot of work can be done around war legacy issues. For the Lao, that involves dealing with unexploded ordnance, which is still plaguing big chunks of the countryside. And since Laos is still a relatively poor country that is developing, their capacity alone to clean that up is hampered by a lack of resources.
In a speech on Asia policy, the U.S. leader is expected to urge congressional ratification of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a massive free trade deal facing intense criticism in the U.S. Mr. Obama addressed that during his China News conference.
What I'll be telling them is that the United States has never had a smooth, uncontroversial path to ratifying trade deals, but they eventually get done. And it's my intention to get this one done because, on the merits, it is smart for America to do it.
The president said he hopes TPP will be approved before he leaves office in January, but both major party presidential candidates are opposed to it. The Justice Minister of Gabon has resigned following the controversial re-election of President Ali Bongo last week by a razor-thin 5,000-vote victory over opposition candidate Jean Ping. Last week's announcement sparked post-election violence, leaving at least six dead. The former justice minister called for a recount. Ping has called for a general strike. This is VOA News.